This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'm a maniac, and everyone on this stage is stupid, fat, and ugly. And Ben, you're a terrible surgeon. Now that we've gotten the Donald Trump portion out of the way,
I kind of miss Donald Trump. He was a little teddy bear to me.
I've had more 2 a.m. phone calls than everybody here put together.
If you guys say ask one more mean question, I may have to leave the stage.
If what Bill Clinton did with a 22-year-old, 21-year-old intern in their office, they would be fired. They would never be hired again.
We are not going to round up and deport 12 million people, but we're not going to go around handing out citizenship cards either.
I'm kind of confused because he was the sponsor of the Gang of Eight bill that did require a bunch of thresholds, but it ultimately allowed for citizenship.
I feel like I need a Washington to English dictionary converter. All right, stop the Washington Bull and let's get things done.
I tell you, I think that was a perfect way, guys, to, wrap up the highlights from last night. I mean, Trump obviously, as Megyn Kelly said, that 8,000-pound gorilla not in the room.
Yep.
Hey, you give him his due. Cruz was funny. That was great, you know.
So well, we kind of saw the personalities come out a little more of the other candidates, which maybe we don't get to see quite as much when Trump is there. So it was kind of fun to watch, actually.
Well, Trump's one of those guys. He sucks up all the oxygen out of the room. I mean, what's left?
Like it or not.
These guys are gasping, you know.
I feel like even though he wasn't there, he was still like far too much of the focus for them. And I feel like they all overcompensated to try and, take a shot at him or whatever.
Yeah, I think at times, you have to. I mean, you got to take the shot. He's not there to represent himself.
Right.
So, that was on him. He made a decision. Raised $6 million for the military vets and talked about, the disaster of the VA. And Rick Santorum and Mike Huckabee was with him, for that presentation. What, less than 5 miles away, I guess, huh?
Yeah, and I mean, I think that the crazy thing is that's actually getting some pretty good feedback this morning. So we'll see how that turns out as the day goes on and what the kind of the populace thinks. But yeah, I mean, from what I've read so far, it's getting some pretty good reviews what they ended up doing.
Well, again, Trump is such a juggernaut that people are going to follow him. Okay, so he's not there, and he holds his ground. I think, for the people that the anti-establishment people, this was kind of like a poke in the eye to the anti-establishment. And, as we talked about yesterday, Scott, what this could potentially do for Megyn Kelly. Is she too much the story? And does she, come out of this thing, a little bit better off? I think she has an opportunity to do that. But unfortunately, I'm not hearing anything that's giving me that impression that, but other than the fact that, I guess the old story is, as long as they're talking about you, good and bad, somehow there's some relevance there, and maybe that will increase, if nothing else, her name awareness.
No such thing as bad press, basically.
Yeah,
basically. Unless it's really bad press in this case.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
As far as I know from last night, she did a much better job of being a moderator, because that's what we talked about yesterday as well.
Right.
The first one, she wasn't being a moderator. Yeah, you're just asking questions and you're trying to keep people on task to get to the next question. And she didn't do that the first time around. Now, they haven't done that in most of the debates since the first Romney-Obama debate.
Right. Well, can I ask a question that a lot of the women are asking about her?
Go for it.
Who did her hair?
Well, I don't have that answer for you, I guess.
Well, I don't know. Women in America want to know, inquiring minds.
Yeah.
They just said, who? Because you got to love women. I mean, all this stuff goes out, and then they tell you really what it's all about.
What it really means, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, who dressed her? Who fixed her hair like that? She looked so stiff. I don't know. That was their comments, not mine. I'm just, you know, passing it on because that's what inquiring people ask, and that's what we try to answer.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that style? Everybody look what's going on.
Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Yeah, we're going to be talking about the debate a little bit later on. And it is not true. Pat Riley did not do her hair, okay? So get away from that. R.J. Smith is with a senior fellow in the environmental policy at the National Center for Public Policy Research, a position he's held since mid-2005. Also serves as the director of the Center for Private Conservation, a group that researches and publicizes private conservation and stewardship on private lands in the U.S. and abroad. R.J., always good to have you with us, especially in light of what is going on in the West. You and I have had this conversation before. The federal land grab continues, and they're not going to give up easy, are they?
They're certainly not, Bill, and that's causing massive problems, as we can see. I mean, there is untold unhappiness and anger across those 12 western states. I mean, it starts with very small landowners like the Hammonds, goes up to county commissioners, state legislators, and is even reaching state capitals. I mean, Governor Herbert of Utah is the leader of this second Sagebrush Rebellion. The effort of the states out there to pass legislation demanding that the federal government stop treating them as colonies and allow them to be part of the union on an equal footing with the eastern states and to own the lands in their states. I mean, that's the problem, landowners,
exactly.
Land use.
Well, in some cases, what, as much as 80% of the land the government has a hold of? Is it that high still?
It is that high. The federal land ownership in this country is about 30% of all the land in the nation, and then you add up state, county, and local, and you've got over 40% of America is owned by government, and particularly in the West. You have states like Nevada, in which 86 to 87% of all the land in the state is owned by the federal government. In Idaho, it's 69%, Utah, 66%, and in Oregon, where all the troubles have been, it's 53%. And then the Harney County, where the Malheur Wildlife Refuge is and the Hammonds are, 75% of the county is owned by the federal government. So wow. There's little that people can do to make a living. I mean, they're little land holdings that they were able to settle before statehood and so on are surrounded by this sea of federal land.
Exactly.
And increasingly what the government does, it makes it more and more restrictive and difficult to make a living off those lands. I mean, they close them down. They don't let people harvest the forest. You can't mine. You can't graze your cattle increasingly. You can't produce energy, oil, and gas. Just the other day, President Obama announced that he was closing down all coal leases on the federal lands.
Yeah, exactly.
So increasingly this destroys jobs, makes it very difficult for the private landowners to find a way to make a living, and even for government. The local governments have have no little source of income. I mean, there's no tax base because you can't tax the federal lands, and then people can't produce anything, so you can't tax them. And so they have little money to run local governments, to run schools, to run their police departments, to take care of roads. Few people really understand that, because in the East and in the Midwest, the government owns very little land. Almost
exactly.
All the land was turned over to the states when they came in on statehood. Few states have more than about 4 or 5% of their land in the East owned by the federal government. Iowa's less than 1%. And then you hit a state suddenly that 86% of the state, owned by the federal government.
RJ, what you're saying, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off here, but
sure.
What you're saying is basically Harry Reid has become a duke.
He is, really.
I mean, really, when you think about some of these congressmen and these senators in there, well, particularly the senators, because of the power that they wield, I mean, it's like a modern-day duke assignment.
Precisely. And that was not the dream of America. That was not
no.
what America was about. I mean, America was to protect our life, liberty, and property, and not destroy our property and our property rights, and not to destroy the pursuit of happiness by the American people. I mean, these people out there, there are stories going around, you reading some of the media, that this is all run by billionaires and so on. I mean, this is mainly small family operators trying to live on the land, and what they're doing, they're producing the steaks and the and the hamburger, and the wheat and corn, and the energy and the wood that all America needs and we need for our daily lives.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what they're trying to do, and they're essentially treated as criminals on the land.
Exactly. Well, RJ, how did this happen, that the West somehow didn't follow suit with the East?
Well, it was the intention on... under the Constitution, the original federal compacts, when states came into the Union, that they would all come in with equal sovereignty and on equal footing, and they would all own their own land and resources. And this happened, of course, across the East, and then as we begin to expand from the original colonies and create all the states going up across the Mississippi River and up to about the 100th meridian, there were very, very strong voices in the United States Congress who demanded that they all get equal treatment and that the federal government return all these unappropriated lands to the states, and that happened, except when we got to the far western states, those 12 states that were first organized as territories, and then eventually when the population got enough, they came in as states. The federal government never returned all those lands to the states as they were promised. And for a long time, that sort of didn't matter if their populations were too low. But now we're in a situation in which they're sitting out there, and the federal government is still the dominant lord of the land.
RJ, this is domestic imperialism.
Precisely. I mean, that's a beautiful term. And now what they're doing... They started this movement to return the lands. There's an organization in Utah called the American Lands Council that has representatives in all the western states, and they have all been introducing legislation demanding that the federal government return the lands to the states, or else they're going to bring suit in the federal courts. And in Utah, that legislation has already passed both of the houses. And Governor Herbert has signed it, and it's also making progress in states like Idaho, Wyoming, Arizona, New Mexico. And I think this is a hopeful sign that maybe we will find a way to resolve this issue and let all these states be, equal members of the Union, and all these people be equally free and own their own land and use their own resources.
Could you imagine what it would do overnight for productivity and jobs in America with these 12 states alone, RJ?
It would be amazing.
It's really like the gold rush all over again, wouldn't it be?
Precisely. It would be a boom for America. And most of these lands would be managed better, too. I mean, this is
without a doubt.
Environment movement.
Yeah, well, RJ, we're out of time. As always, thank you so much. Senior Fellow of the National Center for Public Policy Research, RJ Smith, has been with us on Bill Martinez Live, 14 after right now.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than the leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit pure.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Martinez, live.
Hey, we're going to get this country back on track. It's your choice, ladies and gentlemen. What do you want to buy into? The deception that has been so pervasive over this country? Or are we going to do the hard work and make sure that what we're getting are the facts and the truth of the matter? This is why we've, bring you the guests that we do every day, Monday through Friday here, 9 to 11 Eastern, to give you an expert's perspective on what is going on outside of the mainstream media. We're fully independent, so we're not beholden to the mainstream media. We're here to document what is going on in our country, particularly in this topic, what's happening in the West, what's happening with the 12 states, how there has been this aggressive federal land grab that amounts to, fiefdoms that have been set up by default. And the government's not going to give up that land easy, as you can tell already with what's going on. We already have one man who's been shot to death out there, Lavoy Finicum. And to tell us more about this is Bonner Cohen, a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research, where he concentrates on energy, natural resources, international relations as well. Bonner, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm very well, Bill.
Well, Bonner, this whole situation, we've got liberal activists, mainstream media, law enforcement, you say, bearing partial blame for this showdown in Oregon that led to the death of Lavoy Finicum.
What has struck me in the media's coverage of this has been the indiscriminate use of the word militants to describe those who occupied the wildlife refuge in Oregon, but by extension is also applied to the ranchers and other property owners out west who support, if not necessarily the occupation of the wildlife refuge, but rather the attempt by the Hammond family to defend and explain itself. And if you've noticed, there's practically no mention of the Hammond family in the mainstream media to date. That has been conveniently swept under the rug, because one thing they don't want to talk about is the federal bullying of the Hammond family, which sent 73-year-old Dwight Hammond and his 46-year-old son to prison. They were released from prison, then put back into prison by a local judge, and that is what triggered the whole confrontation to begin with. If you can use a blanket description of everyone in the West who is upset by the federal government's bullying of landowners by branding them militants, you create a narrative which demonizes these people, a demonization which notably did not take place, for instance, in the Occupy Wall Street crowd that we were witnessing 2 years ago. And this is what we see happening now. Divert attention away from the cause of the whole thing, which is ultimately, of course, federal ownership of land out west and the bullying by federal bureaucrats and law enforcement officials of people in the rural West, and demonize anyone who stands up and resists this.
Well, I think the truth is getting out there in such a way, Bonner, that it cannot be denied. The Fed's stronghold on this federal land, I think, is coming to an end. Are you starting to see that as well?
Well, what we are seeing is a long overdue discussion about this. There was, of course, in the 1970s, the Sagebrush Rebellion, which was the first sign, or at least organized sign, of organized resistance to this. But now this whole issue has come back again, because we have had one incident after another wherein federal authorities have overstepped the bounds and tried to make examples out of ranchers and other landowners out west. And this is now reaching an audience that hitherto, I think, was cut off from this, simply because people who don't live in the rural West and are not familiar with conditions out there find it very difficult to imagine what it's like when your next-door neighbor is the federal government. And one of the things you really don't want to have is moving into your neighborhood is the federal government, because you will quickly find out that the property that you think you own and that you think you run is, as a matter of fact, going to be subject to the whims of bureaucrats. And so this long overdue discussion, what to do with this land, whether to devolve it to the states out west, to put it on sale, this is something that needs to happen should have happened a long, long time ago, because as long as this situation is allowed to persist, you're going to have more incidents like this, and I fear that you're going to have more bloodshed.
Well, the thing is that I find a bit disturbing is, of course, the federal government is going to want money for something they've held on to illegally all this time. And they're going to have the nerve to ask for some payment from the states. And the states will, you know, will pay it if that's what it comes down to, as opposed to just assigning the property the way it should have been assigned from day one.
That's exactly right. When the states back east and in the Midwest were created, they didn't pay the federal government for the land. The land, you know, was devolved to the states. The people settled the states. We had the Homestead Act and things like that. And you're absolutely right. The federal government is going to demand money from the sale of the land, which owns unconstitutionally.
Exactly, right. Yeah, you stole the land to begin with. Now you want us to pay for that. On top of that, I think it opens the door, Bonner. I'm not an attorney, but I would think that the states would have standing to sue the government for lost income.
Oh, yes, they would, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see suits like that brought forward, because it's a discussion that needs to be held, and it's a problem that needs to be addressed. And I think you're absolutely right. Ultimately, the states out west will probably pay money just to get control of that land so that they can dispose of it as they see fit, because that's land that they should have had to begin with.
Exactly.
And whether they want to sell off that land, as I'm sure some of them will, because it's revenue that they could use.
Mm-hmm.
And it would certainly end the preposterous situation that exists in many counties out west, wherein the federal government, depending on which county you're talking about, may own as much as 75%, 80%, 85%
exactly.
of the land in the county. Bingo, no tax base for the county.
Exactly. Now, this has been very costly, and I believe that's part of their standing. And going back, the unfortunate thing, Bonner, is guess who's going to pay for it? You know, we're going to pay for this government that's been stealing from us, and we're going to have to pay the legal fees for it. So, you know, somehow this thing is absolutely insane. My question to you before was liberal activists, the mainstream media, law enforcement, you know, bearing the partial blame, why are they doing this? I mean, are they so in the tank for the government and for big government that, they're just letting reason go out the door?
Oh, yes. I think you put your finger on it. Ultimately, they are defenders of a federal government, a very expansive federal government, a federal government that calls the shots at the local level, whether that's in New Jersey or in New Mexico. And anything that serves that end is something that they find, for reasons which I think normal people would find difficult to understand.
Right.
But anything that serves that interest is suitable to them. And if that means glorifying the use of force on the part of the federal government, that's fine with them. And for the most part, if that means demonizing those who stand up to the government, that's all right with them, too.
Well, I'll tell you, it's like our government has become Britain all over again. We're going through the founding one more time, right?
Far, far worse. Under King George, something like this would never have happened.
Amazing. And meanwhile, now we have somebody murdered or killed. But he's a militant, so somehow that's
militant.
Just...
they're concerned he had it coming.
Yeah, exactly. Lavoie Vinicum. Oh, unbelievable. But, of course, this controversy and this contention will continue. And maybe we're at that point, Bonner, where we can get this resolved once and for all. And hallelujah for the 12 states that have been subjected to the heavy hand of the federal government. Bonner Cohen, Senior Fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. Bonner, always good to have you with us. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bill Martinez. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hi, I'm Judith Light. So there you are. It's flu season, and you're over 65 like me. You're having another busy year. So much to do, so many roles in life to play. But you feel like you might be forgetting something serious. Your annual flu shot. And before you know it, it's too late. It's not just the aches, fever, and chills that last for days and days. The flu can be life-threatening. Especially if you have chronic conditions like diabetes and heart disease, which can worsen with the flu. Being active and healthy alone won't protect you. The immune system weakens with age, making you more susceptible to the flu. If you're over 65, ask about your vaccine options, including one made specifically for us. An annual flu shot is the best way to help keep the flu away. Visit the National Council on Aging at ncoa.org/flu to learn more and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccine options for people 65 and older. Again, that's ncoa.org/flu.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks,
getting America back on track.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Wall.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, and hey, we appreciate you getting involved in the conversation. Thanks for the emails, bill@billmartinezlive.com. And you can go to #BMartinezLive, chime in, let us know your thoughts as to, you know, what were your impressions of last night's debate. We're still trying to find the numbers, right, guys? We still don't know what the overnight ratings were, what Fox did, but we know that there had to be some impact there in terms of, you know, the response and audience participation with, you know, Trump kind of breaking things up. He did, you know, deal with hundreds of people, you know, from what I understand, about 5 miles away at his special presentation.
But, I've used my extensive Googling abilities, and I have not been able to find the ratings yet, so okay, I don't think they've released them.
Okay, well, don't strain that Google finger. You know, that is absolutely, you know, don't you have that Google finger insured?
Well, no, well, I don't.
It should be, though. It probably should be, because
like
that's
to,
important.
I like to play the game natural. I don't want any outside forces in it.
Okay. All right. Well, we got Pastor Aubrey Shines with us. Pastor Shines is the founder of Glory to Glory Ministries, located in the inner city of both Tampa and Orlando, Florida. Aubrey, always good to be talking to you. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Bill. Great. Always great being with you guys.
Well, here we are, you know, speaking of debate last night, and, of course, some of the posturing that's going on is targeted toward the black vote. And the big question is, can Trump or Cruz steal that black vote?
Oh, absolutely. And I have to say, Bill, for full disclosure, if you remember about a month ago, Cruz had a huge meeting with faith leaders in Texas at one of the billionaire supporters that supports him. I was one of those faith leaders, and I tell you, this guy is resonating. I think once his message gets out there, I think he'll do quite well. Factually speaking, he understands that because of, for instance, illegal immigration alone has spiked, according to the U.S. civil rights guy who works for Obama, 18% to 24% higher unemployment in the black community, not even talking about the religious liberties that are just being slammed across America. I think Cruz would do quite well as Trump. I think anyone would do well, to be very candid with you, versus Hillary Clinton. Her policies are no more than a 50-year-old policy, and I think any of us that have an IQ over a tomato can obviously understand it doesn't resonate, it doesn't work, and it has really been more detrimental than anything else.
Well, to me, it was a bit of a fait accompli, I think, for Black America when they heard that she was going to, you know, she represent. She, this is from her mouth. She said she's going to represent another 4 years of Barack Obama. And Black America has not fared well under Black, you know, under this Black president.
Oh, he fared well is a very kind gesture you just shared. No, they've done horrible, as a matter of fact. You're talking about unemployment, a bill near 40% under Barack Obama. And we're not even talking about the religious liberty issues that have been lost as well. And then his element of just causing just a surge of racial tension, being probably the most racial divisive president that I studied, at least under maybe except for maybe Woodrow Wilson or someone. No, this guy's been a complete failure. And I think especially among the blacks that have supported him, I can tell you what they've told me. And I'm talking about pastors and bishops across the country that 100% supported the DNC. They are not looking at Hillary Clinton. And this is from their mouth to God's ears. So these guys, I think, have had enough. I think they get the point that socialism doesn't work. And I don't think Hillary's going to do well in the black community.
Well, as we know, Pastor, it starts with the leadership. They get it. And this is starting to be, you know, exposed. But can the rest of America understand what has happened to them? And are they ready to pin this on this current administration?
Boy, I tell you, hard question for one reason. You and I both know that the majority of the major media outlets, 91% of them are driven by the same left ideological belief system. And so when you have blacks that are tuned in to those media outlets, it's very difficult to get that information to them that they can make an educated choice in it. There are groups out here, like Minds and others. We're trying to get this information out, you know, various social media outlets, infomercials, et cetera, to get, and we are seeing a real, real, real turn, as a result. So again, a very difficult bill to do, but we believe it's going to be done.
Well, Pastor, I want to continue to encourage you, and you're there in the inner city of both Tampa and Orlando, Florida, and what I see in my own humble perspective here, with all due respect, I mean, you're there at the ground level fighting it, but we have to give them something to trade off, and what I believe that God has shown me is that we've got to give them the opportunity to dream again and to own their dreams and give them a shot at it and encourage them. You know, it's that I keep saying it's that scene from Of Mice and Men. Lenny, where are we going? What are we doing? Give me the vision. Tell me about what's going on. And I think this is what the young kids, they've been indoctrinated for so long and almost by default. Just by circumstances, as opposed to realizing, hey, look, there's Aubrey Shines out there, there's Dr. Ben Carson's, there's the Tony Perkinses of the world that, you know, took responsibility. They dreamed big dreams, and they're being fulfilled and productive. And I believe there is such pent-up productivity lying in the inner cities of America today that is just crying to be let out. If we give them an opportunity, Aubrey, I mean, this is going to bust loose, and you think Donald Trump's idea of making America great again, it would pale in significance with what could happen just in the inner cities of America today.
Oh, I agree, Bill. And again, if we just had more exposure in it, we have, for instance, students on the campuses here, and we've really, really, indoctrinated, gave these guys and girls just a good dose of reality and history and et cetera. They're making a difference. I wish you would hear some of the young rising stars that we're raising up, even in our local parish. We're having significant impact. And again, we're using every social media outlet that we can. We're creating a buzz. We're creating the dialogue. And I tell you, young people, if they just have that element of hope, they can then be empowered to an idea that is much bigger than the failure that they have seen throughout their lifetimes. That's what we're here to do, Bill. We're having success in doing so.
And that's great. And it's going to be one step at a time. This is a process, you know, just like it does, you know, like you go through when you gain weight and you realize, wow, I'm 30 pounds overweight here. If I took you a couple of years to do that, it's not going to happen overnight. It is going to be a step at a time. And, you know, I'm grateful, you know, for organizations, you know, like yours, Pastor Shines, and others around this country that is going into the darkness of Baltimore and Chicago and speaking to these kids and giving them some hope to realize, and even in the Muslims communities that are being indoctrinated. I just got back from Israel. It was disgusting to realize the kind of indoctrination orientation that is going on to these young people, you know, God's creation, and how they're being abused and their minds are being held captive with the kind of thoughts that are not productive, that are absolutely destructive and will ruin, you know, the future, their future, and the future of their generation that's going to follow after them.
Oh, Bill, I mean, gosh, man, what you're saying is my heartbeat, I promise you. It sounds like you've been in my pulpit or sitting near me hearing the same thing. I'm echoing the same thing, and I think that all of these ideals, Bill, they start from the top. You and I know that
right.
When you have leaders that lead, you'll fill the vacuum of that type of low intelligence, and that's exactly what we're counting on to do. This is why we're doing the things that we're doing, and this is why, Bill, people that support us even through the website, I don't take a penny. I don't need it. We're making sure that infomercials and books and social media is out there. That way we can have this argument and we can get our country back. This is an exceptional nation. We can do better, and we got to be involved to make sure it happens.
And we got to balance out this narrative. And again, I encourage you, Pastor, to continue the good fight. You know, I've talked to people a long time. I said, barring a Nineveh moment, you know, this country is really in trouble. And the Nineveh moment I'm speaking of is when Jonah was, he didn't want to go. He knew the country was debased. They were morally bankrupt. But God said, look, I still love them. I want to do something about them. And the people that got it, you're exactly right. The people that got it first were the leaders. And this is what is our heart's cry, is the leadership of this country has to see what's going wrong, that it's not about them. It is beyond their capability to get this country back on track. And if they follow the lead, then everybody else will come in line just like they did in Nineveh. That's the pattern that happens. Though we talk about it being ground up, we can pray about it, and we pray for good leaders that will be able to do that. Pastor Aubrey Shines has been with us, founder of Glory to Glory Ministries. Aubrey, always good to have you with us. It's 19 before the top of the hour.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than a leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit Pure.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello, friends. I'm your Vitamita Benjamin girl. Are you tired, run down, listless? Do you poop out at parties? Are you unpopular? The answer to all your problems...
Lauren and Bill.
Bill Martinez live.
You see, it is just that simple, Lauren. It's just about me and you kind of just straightening out the universe, getting the planets aligned so we can have some fun, right?
That's a little bit scary, especially if you start going, Lucy, I got something for you to do. What would he say all the time? What was the same thing to her?
What, Lucy? Lucy, I'm home. Lucy,
you got some explaining to do.
You got explaining.
Explaining to do. That's it.
That is. You have to explain. Well, Lauren Kitchens is with us. Lauren Kitchens Stewart, a national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. And we have to do Lucy because when Lauren was in college, she was always teased because in a loving way, because at times it's just part of your personality. It's what makes you so precious. You know that.
Oh, goodness. One time a boss came up to me and he goes, I don't know what to do with you because you look like Dina Merrill, but you act like Lucille Ball. And I'm like, is that a compliment or not? He goes, I think so.
Yeah, otherwise I'm going to HR. I'm going to sue you, and I'll be I'll retire for the rest of my life.
Exactly.
But, hey,
exactly.
Why not? Yeah, you,
but
you
my
love
Lucille
this
Ball mind doesn't work that way.
No, I know that. I know. Hey, what did you think of the debate last night?
Well, for starters, I have to snitch on my husband because he was going to be out of town. I said, come home, let's watch it. He goes, Trump's not going to be there. I'm not going to watch it. I'm like, what? So I watched it. I want y'all to know that. And I just have so many different emotions. I wish we had an hour or longer, and we don't. Mm. I felt like it was not presidential of him not to go over something that was, you know, in my opinion. He just needed to straighten it out the minute that Megan asked the question and be done with it and just proceed. I think the word on the street is that doing it this time probably won't hurt him because he turned around and said, I'm going to do Wounded Warriors Project. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you heard that Santorum and Huckabee showed up at that.
Exactly. Yeah, they were right there side by side, which was interesting. You know, for them, which was, you know, a great gain. I mean, where they were at, I mean, they're, you know, so low single-digit approval anyway. So, hey, why not? I mean, is the two previous winners of the Iowa caucus be there next to Trump and you're supporting the cause that raised, what, $6 million?
Or are they hoping for a vice presidential bid at all? I mean,
a cabinet position of some sort. Why not? I mean, hey,
leave me a crumb. Any crumb.
Hey, why? Hey, Hillary Clinton knew how to leverage it, right? Look what she did with Secretary of State. How many bazillions of dollars did she leverage that into?
Exactly. So it works.
Yeah. Well, we were teasing the other day, Scott and Shane and I, we were talking about that maybe the deal that President Obama makes with Hillary is that Michelle gets to be Secretary of State and gets to use Hillary's private server just for fun. What do you think?
At this point, nothing would surprise me. And you're saying this in jest, but I'm telling you today, nothing would make me go, oh, I can't believe it. Not
yeah.
anymore.
Well, it's
not
an upside-down world, you know. That which is left is right, you know, and like we're surprised, evil, good, good, evil, sweet, you know, sour, sour, sweet. Hey, we're right here, aren't we?
Well, and a president being sworn in behind bars, hey, in 2016, 17, that's what I'm saying. And we've got to get engaged. I thought as far as the other candidates, I just didn't feel like it was super comfortable. I guess it was. You know, it's down to the line. They're all battling to get their word in. I don't know if y'all felt like me, but if I had one more person say, if I heard one more person go, when I'm president of the United States, when I'm just like, okay, give it a rest.
Yeah, like, right. Yeah,
so
exactly.
I think that we're all just ready to move forward. I did think they were kind of hard on Ted Cruz, but I felt like he almost, it ruffled him a little, which surprised me after he's had, what, 9 meetings before the Supreme Court, more than probably any other senator. But he seemed a little rattled, but maybe they're tired. You know, and I don't know if what I'm perceiving is correct. It just seemed that way to me.
Well, you know, and the thing is what happened, and of course, right off the bat, speaking of Ted Cruz, they addressed the, you know, the Trump issue, and he had a very comical, you know, way
right.
of putting it, and
yes.
kind of, you know, okay, let's get beyond it and the whole thing, and you know, Megyn Kelly did her job, and now did you get the same thing I did? I mean, I have women asking me, go, who did her hair? I mean,
I get torn between, do I like her extensions and do I like her hair short? Because you know, they'll throw all of a sudden you'll tune in and her hair will be like down to her waist,
yes,
and then it'll be really short again. I like them both ways, but I thought last night it looked really cool and slick. I like it.
You like that? Okay, all right.
Well, I did like it, but, you know, I'm kind of edgy, so I thought, oh, that's a nice look for her. And I think the question that she asked, I know there was a lot of misunderstanding about what was meant behind the question. I don't know that he interpreted the way that she meant it. But as a woman, I was bothered by the comment that he made to Carly Fiorino. I was bothered by the comment, I don't know if y'all remember, he made towards Heidi Klum, who's a beautiful supermodel. It was like the week before that debate. He goes, eh, she's not a 10 anymore. And I'm like, you know, she's pushing 50. She looks like a 10 to me. You know, lay
yeah.
off women. So
exactly.
Women are voting. Women
yes.
matter. We've had suffrage, Donald Trump. You know, I mean,
right.
we matter. So I can understand that being addressed. I didn't have a problem with it. I did appreciate that he apologized to Carly Fiorino for, you know, saying ugly things about her face, and he dealt with that. Why didn't he respond to Megan the same way? I think that's what we're all asking. We love that he's strong. We love that he speaks his mind and he hasn't been polluted as much by politics, but I think we're kind of frustrated with the fact that he seems like he gets frustrated over petty things. But, you know, he
exactly.
hasn't had a lot of probably adversity because he's been – raised in a lot of success. I'm not saying he didn't have to make it on his own. He did. But I just think a lot of us learn to deal with the hard knocks of life and opposition a lot earlier.
You can be a little bit more genteel when you don't have $10 billion, you know, because you feel like, okay, I got to get along. I kind of need these people. But the way he is and the way his wiring is, he thinks that people need him more than the other way around. Because there's plenty of people
exactly.
wanting to work for Donald Trump, right?
Well, and no one ever gives him that kind of attitude a lot. And when you're in politics, if you're going to be a politician, criticism is going to come at you all the time. You probably almost feel like you can't win for losing. And it seems like he doesn't react to that well.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to learn to be able to deflect and roll with it and keep things in perspective and go, that's not worth my while. Like,
well, it seems to be the order of the day, Lauren. I mean, same thing currently with our president now. He doesn't deal with adversity and, you know, criticism very well either. And maybe, like you say, it's just being in that position and you get tired of, you know, being in the crosshairs and being hit, you know, 3 ways a Sunday, and maybe there's no winning, you know, possibility there. But you've got to develop that third skin or that extra skin that you can deflect it and, you know, move on and know where your identity lies, that it's not lying in the voting public, but it's lying in the God that created you and designed you to be the leader of the free world.
Well, and at their age, you would have expected that they would have dealt with that. My mother had a conversation with me when I was probably in elementary school, and she said what you just said. She was, honey, you've got to develop a tougher skin or life's going to be tough. And I was tiny. So this has been a progression of me learning this. You would think that they would have learned it by now and go, eh, and just not even give it credence. Mm-hmm. And that's presidential, too. That's what we expect from a president, someone that's strong and non-reactive. Don't you think?
No, without a doubt, I agree with you. I mean, I love to have a president who admits his wrongs. And to me, that's kind of what endeared me to George W. Bush. I thought he was upfront to say, look, I'm not all that. Things have transformed in my life. Here's what happened and why I see things differently. I think that he is, because he has been formed, his narrative has been formed a lot by the mainstream media. But I think there's a lot more about George W. Bush than we realize. And,
well, humility will carry you far in leadership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And I think we forget that. Like you said, to be able to say, I'm not perfect, or I made a mistake, I apologize. If we saw a politician come forward and just say that with a mistake that they make that's glaring, how relieved would we be versus trying to say they didn't do something we know they did, and we have empirical evidence they did it.
Case in point, Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, gets caught. Okay, everybody knew, here's a blue dry, everything, kind of deal. And instead, what happens, he puts the country through an impeachment, cost us millions of dollars. Now, do you think with all that money from the Clinton Foundation they earned, they could write a check and say, hey, look, this is on me. I cost the country an unfair amount of dollars because I didn't man up. I didn't step up. I got to tell you, if he did that, I'd have more respect for him. And
well,
I would. Yeah, exactly. But, when he sits there and he just obfuscates and it's just like, okay, well, hey, you got to understand, I'm no longer an attorney. I lost my license over that. Well,
for him
to do
that, though, Bill, he has to admit that he was wrong. He never actually came out and said that he was wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's part of the problem.
Well, that's the point we're making.
To your point, right? Well, hey, Lauren, I wanted to give you time here because we got about a minute and a half left to talk about this, this website you had that I think is really cool to help people understand, what they're thinking, who's the best candidate based on, their interest, right?
Well, my husband sent this to me and he said, the survey, he said, yes. Hey, I took this. Him, Donald Trump was 98%. And I was like, hey, I'm curious. It's really quick. There's only like 20 questions. Do you have it in front of you?
Yeah, I've got what is it? isidewith.com?
Yes, that's
isidewith.com /elections/2016. It's presidential quiz. You could Google it. But isidewith.com /2016 /presidential/quiz. So that was pretty interesting. So what did you get on it?
I got Donald Trump 96%. I think 93%. And I was like, wow, that's pretty interesting. And the next person, I think, was like Ben Carson at 89 and on down the list. So I think it would be interesting for each one of you, as our family listening, to be able to take that and just see who lines up with what you believe and what you're passionate about and what your morals and values are.
Exactly. Well, Lauren Kitchen-Stewart with us on Bill Martinez Live, as always, Living Life with Lauren. Lucy, it's time. Time to say goodnight, huh?
It's time to say goodnight. Ricky, love you all. Have a wonderful weekend.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.